Hi, Craig.
Hello, Craig.
Hi.
Robin, you have to say hello to Craig.
Oh, hello, Craig. I'm sorry. I was chewing my nuts.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Seal Podcast, episode number 33.
That's the start of it, then, is it?
That's it. That's the start of it. On my left,
I obviously listened before then.
Uh-oh, here we go. We've thrown a spanner in the works this week. On my left, I am joined by Neil.
Hello.
And on my Dave, I am joined by Wright.
Oh hello.
And bringing up the rear, we have our guest of the week. It's Mr. Robin Tate.
Hello. It's me, Robin Tate, Bongo the Sane from the Overseas Connection and other weird places.
How are you?
Good. Yep. I'm really good. Really good. Yeah. Thank you. I'm really interested to see how you do this compared to what we do. And so far, I'm very impressed with what we do. So.
Yes. Now we're going to take you behind the curtain, Robin, and show you how the magic is made.
Mm. Excellent. Excellent. Good stuff.
Yeah, so we've been having quite the week, as I'm sure everybody has. We won't go into details. No need to talk about the obvious. A little bit. I mean, we're all stuck, you know, stuck into a rut now. But you know, we all seem to be getting on with it. I don't know. How do we want to start? What are we going to do? Intros and shout-outs? I mean, as an intro, is there anybody want to talk about? Dave, you've got there. What a week you put in the notes.
Mm. What a week. Technology is a marvel. I'd just like to sort of talk a little bit about how, especially my daughter, has been homeschooling on her iPad with her teachers putting stuff on YouTube and using Teams as a collaborative working effort, and an iPad being able to do everything in that sense as well. I marveled at how quickly we've gone from, like, 2 months ago, you know, you can't work at home, nothing gets done, you know, to actually, if we need to, it works. Doesn't work brilliantly or perfectly, but good enough.
I've got so much done this week. It's brilliant. I got the hot tub out. I fixed that door on the shower downstairs. I got, you know, a whole pile of bits and pieces. I got the car cleared out. I got all around the house all brushed up and things done. I got so much work achieved this week for my work.
Now you're one, Robin. Who has a lot of kids in your life? What's going on with? Are you doing any homeschooling with them?
I would like to say and applaud my wife completely and utterly, because homeschooling is a frigging nightmare, and I applaud teachers for what they go through. I think homeschooling is. Apart from Eric, I think everybody, the school thing is a place where you go to learn. A house is not that place. So, mummy doesn't have the same authority over schoolwork at the kitchen table as a teacher would have in a classroom. So, trying to keep their attention. So, there's three which are really school age, and we tried to do it all at once, you know, all together. And now they're getting like 1 hour or hour and a half slots, and then we'll play a board game or watch something educational. And it sort of just deteriorated a little bit.
just stick them in front of the TV.
So fair play to Judith, because she's been taking most of it. Because I've came out here to my desk to do some work, because I'm not allowed to go see clients and all that sort of stuff. But I have to admit, the odd time I've been coming out here to do imaginary work.
Fair enough.
Just to get away from things.
Just to get away. So, yeah, it has been a crazy old time. The funniest thing I think this week was last night was the 8 o'clock that everybody stood at their doors and clapped for the NHS and people that are stacking groceries on the shelves, who don't ever forget now when you were a kid, when your dad said you'll amount to nothing, you'll end up stacking shelves in a shop. That's no good. Now it's the most important job in the world. But we stood and clapped at the back door, and of course we live 5 miles from anybody, so it was a bit strange. But we did our best with gusto.
Yeah, so I saw a few videos of it, and it's, you know, Britain never fails to surprise me, because I'm not going to lie, for the last couple of weeks we've all been sitting there going, what the fuck is the UK doing? Like, are they going to sort their shit out or what, right? You know, and even up to a few days ago we were getting tweets of like people still crammed on the underground or whatever, but Britain then Britain does something like this and has this amazing ability to pull something out of thin air, which is just unexpected, and to do it's very funny. Good to see.
Just after 8 o'clock, Phil from the podcast of virtual pizza fame in the way back days, he just put up on the WhatsApp group, was he just done the most British thing ever. And it really was a real British thing to stand outside your back door and clap. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. Well. Very, very interesting.
So we're all just getting on with it, I suppose, as best we all can.
Yeah, that's all we can do.
It is amazing how much time I don't have to play games.
Yeah. I'm too busy with work and family and stuff that actually I'm got less time for gaming at the moment.
Well, I guess, it's all about routines, isn't it? I mean, for me, I've been going into my office, right? So, you know, for me, my routine has been very similar. Like, you know, I come home and I have my allotted slots when I do everything. And so not much has changed. And also, you know, being away from at work all day, I get to play that card of coming home and, you know what, I don't have to fix things tonight. Like, this is midweek and I've worked all day and I'm going to sit down, I'm going to play something, right? Mm. Whereas, you know, I had a lot of weeks where my wife was working Saturdays. I didn't get anything done on those Saturdays. I can play games. There's too much to do. Right? I was, you know, you had to step up, right, and start doing stuff around the house. And so, yeah, it's different.
Yeah. How about you, Neil? Neil, how's your...
I've been going to work because I work in a shop, so I've still had to go to work. Mm. So it's been fun. Not. But there you go.
Tell you what I did last weekend, which was really a life not changing, but it was it peps me a little bit. So I don't get broadband or fiber where I am. So the internet that I'm on right now comes through 4G, and I didn't have a bigger 4G aerial, and we weren't only getting like 3 bars on the little modem. So I bought an outside aerial and thought I would get it put up on the chimney, up on the TV aerial thing.
Right.
But that required a roof ladder.
Oof.
And I asked lots of people to get a roof ladder and nobody had one. So my neighbor suggested that I drive my little Jeep that I run around in, the weekend Jeep, park it at the side of the house, tie a rope to a normal big ladder and throw it over the roof and tie it to the bull bars in the front of the Jeep. And then that would stop the ladder from coming back down. And then
sounds like something out of Death Stranding.
Yeah. And
then,
yeah.
Sounds like something out of Rod Hull and Emu.
Yeah. And then use
intro to Casualty. That's a good one.
So, and then use a normal ladder to get up onto the roof. And I did it, and halfway up that, I'm going, what the fuck am I doing? Heights are not a great thing with me anyway, because I'm not used to them. And then I started to think, this tiny little rope is holding this ladder from slipping down onto the concrete, tied to the bull bars of my 20-year-old Jeep. And so then I got up to the chimney, and I'm standing up the chimney going, holy crap, holy crap. And you know, you realize how, don't look down. And it's like one of those, oh, frig. And I had cable ties in my pocket and screwdrivers and bits and pieces and trying to tie this thing onto the thing. I'm going, oh God, what am I doing? So that was invigorating. That was what's going through my head is, if I fall off this and my wife's shouting at me, you fall off there and break your legs, don't come running to me.
Tell me that wasn't all for that line.
You know, but it was like, don't you dare leave me dead with all these kids.
Oh, yeah, make no mistake. Now, I said to my, like, I know we're talking about our life insurance policy, and I know for that, like, let's say this new policy we signed up a few years ago, and I think I said something to my wife, like, I went, 3 years is up now, I can commit suicide and you'll get paid. she's just like, you know, no, that is not happening, you know, like that. Like, I need you to provide for none of this, or I love you, I don't want you to do it. It's just like, no, you need to provide. We need to get more. It's always like, we need to get more years out of you, you know. Like, you haven't fulfilled your useful purpose.
We're not through the payback. Yeah, the payback hasn't been worked out yet. Yeah. So that was good. That was interesting. So, but it has improved my signal, which is good.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, there
you go. You sound beautiful. So,
yeah. Isn't it amazing? Like 4G. I mean, for years I couldn't get internet. It was just crappy, like 1 meg. And now I'm up to about 60, which is fantastic from a little sim that I'm paying 30 quid a month for.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We tried to get Sean onto that. He's struggling. He's in the same middle of nowhere in Scotland. Mm. And his internet's just so, like,
it's, well, it's if, like, he searches for Bongo,
I sent him that video. I sent him that video. I promise you. I
thought he was on that. He's on the mobile thing, isn't he?
I don't know what he's doing. So.
Yeah, he does the 3G, 4G, whatever. He's on something.
Like, I think he switches over to it from his phone when it's desperate. Mm-hmm. But
there you go. So anyway, so that's what I've been up to.
Neat. Let's go into some of the shout outs. What we do is a shout. I don't know, Robin, how familiar you are with the show. We do shout outs and stuff at the start because we want everyone to feel loved straight away, and hopefully they'll stay and listen. We don't have to hold our listeners captive to the end, so they get this. So then we feed them the little cracker at the end of the shout out. Yeah. Now, what have we got, boys? MS Rangers just popped in, said Modern Warfare 2 remaster is in the data mining. I did see something.
Oh yeah,
I did
see that earlier.
Oh, we're all COD fans again, aren't we?
Add on to the Modern Warfare that's out now, possibly, hopefully. It's in that file, isn't it? Apparently. So.
I mean, the Great Campaign.
I don't remember that one. I don't remember which one's which, to be honest.
The best thing about that campaign is when you play it and suddenly a juggernaut comes running at you and you're like, holy, and you're just trying to take him down before he comes and just murders you.
I remember you suddenly become an astronaut and then you get blown up.
Is that Modern Warfare 2?
I think so.
I don't think you went to space in that one.
No, I don't think you actually went to space. I think, like, towards the end, right near the end of the story, part of it is a nuclear explosion or like hitting the ISS.
Yeah, it's in the theme park or whatever it is, the Chernobyl sort of place with you're at the bombers went off. Was that the end of two?
No, that's the first.
Maybe I'm getting my wires crossed.
Well, maybe this isn't exactly is a total example of just how old these games are. And yeah, remaster. We're sitting here, we can barely remember them. That
can barely remember what happened last week, to be honest. So
fair enough. Yeah. So that'll be interesting to see if that comes. I would like to play. You bought it. Who's got the Modern Warfare?
I bought it.
Remaster.
Yeah,
that's a remastered campaign, right?
Well, no. Well, no. Oh. Hang on. No, this is a new campaign, the new game. They did remaster the Modern Warfare. That was part of Black Ops or something. Was
it? No, that wouldn't be.
Or was Black it Infinite Ops. Infinite Warfare was the one they had.
A remaster of
an extra special version. It got Modern Warfare, and then they released it separately, I think.
Okay. Anybody played it?
Nah.
Okay. There's no point talking about that. So thanks for that piece of news, MS Rangers. who else? Andy said he DM'd us, so let's see here. He says,
Do the last one.
Okay. Hi, everyone. When I worked at a golf club in Barnet a few years ago, I was asked how we got the swans on the lake that we had. I told the member that they had flown in and decided to stay. He was astonished and said that he never knew that swans could fly. My question is, what's the most stupid thing that someone has asked you at work?
Well,
go on, Neil.
I haven't got anything. I can't think of anything particularly ridiculous, but I do remember someone coming in and asking me where something was in the shop. Obviously, I work in the shop. And I said, oh, yeah, we don't sell them. And they told me, yes, you do. And I was like, well, if you fucking know how we sell them, why don't you tell me where they are in the shop then? But that's about as much as
I can. He said, can I speak to your manager?
I didn't actually say that.
I don't really like this man's attitude.
What actually happened was I kind of laughed when he told me that we did sell them, and he just literally asked me where they were, and I told him we didn't. So I laughed. And then he was like, it's not funny. I was like, okay. But it was quite funny, I thought.
Yeah, I know has anyone got one? Because I don't. But I'm absolutely positive there's a cracker sitting in my memory somewhere, but I just haven't been able to access it yet. I'm furiously going through all these little cubby holes in my brain, but I can't find it.
I had stupid ones when I was in IT. Like somebody would call me up and go, oh, I don't know what this error message means, and like I'd go over to them and look at it and says, and the error is your password has expired, please change your password. Like, right. Have you actually read the message? Yes. Do what it's you need to change your password. Oh, okay. It's like, how can you not? Like, I think
no.
See,
people, when anybody gets anything that they don't sort of understand or they haven't seen it before, not that they don't understand it, if it's seen a bit of text, it might be very basic text. They might say, hello, you're wonderful. Oh my God, what does that mean? Yeah. So they completely can't read it. They decide, no, my brain will not compute. So they phone IT.
Yeah.
And you guys say, have you switched on and off again?
Yeah. I was the friendly IT guy that walked around the building and helped everybody out. So whenever anything like weird happened on screen, i.e., they got a message, I was the person that called, and you know, I'm nice and friendly and bubbly. And, hello, how are you doing? Do. So yeah, they'll call me. I'll pop over and go, what are you doing? What heck? Like?
That's the facade. Slowly drops away, and the real Dave's up.
Many, many moons ago, and I know this is sort of irrelevant to the question, but it's sort of IT. Many, many moons ago, when I was at tech. Okay, studying electronic engineering for some fucking strange reason. At lunchtime, we had a tour. Now, this is sort of late 80s, early 90s. And at lunchtime, we'd done Edco because they had computers, and the model shop because they had computers, and Boots at the time because they had computers. Okay. And we'd done a wee little loop. Anyway, generally in Boots, on most days, there was a phase that we went through and we uploaded some ASCII porn on the Commodore 64.
Oh, Robin.
And set it on with a tiny little bit of BASIC to count down, and we walk away and in the corner as the staff tried to work out how to get it away. So yeah, that was good IT. As far as people asking me how to do stupid things or things that were asked, my first job was actually in a cash and carry for hairdressing supplies. So And as I live in Belfast, don't laugh. And it was like a big supermarket for hairdressers, love, you know? And yeah. So as I live in Belfast, as you know, there's some sort of religious connotations in living in Northern Ireland. Yeah. And there's like two like lovely factions that get on very well. Many years, we're all buddies now. And they're in one of the factions, there would be some Irish names which would not be familiar with the other side. Like Roisin and Siobhan and Niamh and all of those names, which sound
don't
great.
Spell anything like what they sound.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. So this girl had asked for some information. She was at the till and I was putting her stuff through. She asked for some information. And I said, look, do us a favor. I'm running through this to you. Would you write your name down and your number and I'll get back to you? So she wrote her name down and I went, okay, Sobian. I'll get that to you. So yeah, it's a Siobhan, of course. Yes, so it was like spot the prod, and yeah, that was a very Belfasty thing. So yeah, I was the idiot. That was me.
It's almost completely British, though. How many of us, like, wasn't one of the Bananarama singers? She was called Siobhan, wasn't she?
Yeah, she. Yeah.
And like, it's just
Sabine, wasn't it?
Yeah, I know, and Sabine. I know for a fact that I didn't find out her name was pronounced the way it was until I was well into my older teens, right?
You know? It's when just the moment you realize that Boy George was a boy, just that point. Just there was a
when it first. I don't think we need to go too far into this story.
Was that a while? Probably did it take you a while to work that one out?
When that first video, everybody just was
not too long. I hope
the girl.
I don't think I ever looked at it and said looked at the video and said, "Is that a girl?" But I definitely looked at the video and went, "Is that a guy?"
Yeah, I'm not sure. No, I don't know. No, definitely it was a.
Yeah.
No, there was a moment.
Yeah.
It brings me back to my father, actually. I remember roughly the same time watching Pops and Phil Collins was on, and it was
he definitely doesn't look like a girl.
No, was it "You Can't Buy Me Love"? Yeah, you're much too young for love. And I remember my father giving a dirty look or a look of, yes, you're not really in love with this girl, Janet, that you're going out with at the moment. You're much too young. And I thought, oh, yeah, that was just a moment my father and I just bonded. It was lovely. Yeah. Anyway, Boy George.
Funny how you remember things like that, because I do remember driving with my dad, and I think I just split up or something like that. Or I don't know. I think I somehow used the word friend and girlfriend in the same sentence. My dad just snorted and was, you know, like, friends, okay, all right, yeah, well, you know. Just the mumbling just stuck with me.
Right? And we can't remember what we did last week. But yeah, so what are we like?
Yeah. Okay, well, Andy's got, unless anyone has anything to add, I know at some point some story's going to pop into my head, but he has a second part to his question.
Oh, wow, okay.
Have you ever had a fight?
Oh, yes. What?
Okay. No. I haven't, so I can pass on that. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I've not had as an adult, no.
Oh, as a kid, yeah. Well, I suppose in high school, stole my mixtape. And when I was at his house, I spotted his mixtape, and he had put a new paper cover on my TDK cassette, and it was my mixtape. So I put him up against the wall and beat Living Daylights to him. So, because he stole stuff from me.
Was it a flashy tape, like one of the expensive tapes?
TDK.
I think it was just a standard
C90. Yeah, C90. Frankie Goes to Hollywood and Living in a Box by Living in a Box, oh, and all that, you know, 12 inch.
Can you imagine losing all that? You'd have to kick the shit out of someone.
And the Lighthouse Family, which I fucking just, you know, after last week's show, I just don't like them anymore. I mean, I did have a guilty pleasure, but after last week's show, you guilted me into not liking them anymore. So,
okay. All right,
you just ruined my stream.
You get points for proving you listen to a previous show.
Actually, that was funny. Like, I was thinking, I think it was like Tuesday, Wednesday. I was like, why have I got Lighthouse Family stuck in my head? It's like, and I was like, it took me ages. Like, oh yeah, we're talking about it. I was really drunk.
You were quite drunk.
It's funny. I ended up quite drunk last night. I had a movie screening last night. We screened The Life of Brian on Netflix Party, and I was sitting here with the captain and I just realized that I'd sort of over half a bottle into me. So when I stood up after that, Fraser, my legs didn't work. My body was up. My upper body was fine, but my legs didn't work. So I remember leaving here and going around, because we have chickens around the back of the house, and we had a little rat problem at the moment, the little buggers. So I staggered around the back beside a stream to see if the rat trap that I'd set for the first time had clicked. Well, it had, but nothing was in it. But just thinking this morning, I could have fell into the stream around the back of the man cave. And
you know, you've got to do that. You've got, at our age, Robin, Neil's fighting with all his might. but you have to just, and I think I've said this story before, but it's like, you know, you have to just be so self-aware of just not putting yourself in any harm's way. And I don't know whether you're the same or not.
Like, sure, your hips could still take a fall.
Actually, I don't know whether you went up on that roof personally.
I went to the roof. Yeah.
See,
did you have a couple of bottles of Captain before we did?
Like, I think I said this story, like, my kids will leave, like, their scooter down the end of the street, and I grab the scooter, and I'm, like, coming back, and I'm like, you know what? I could just ride this back. And then I now have this thing in the back, and it just goes, don't do that.
No.
You'll probably be okay, but there's a chance that you are going to fall and do yourself some serious damage, right?
I think on my YouTube channel, there's me doing some extreme sports, which is one of those three-wheeled scooters up and down the driveway. I call that extreme sports. It's not really extreme sports, but it's as close as I'm going to get.
But it can be extreme sports, because all you need to do is just come off a certain way, and you know, you break a shoulder or something like that.
Oh, your hip. My hip.
At least Dave did his doing something heroic.
Oh, right. Instead of Deadpool, we should have like a hip replacement pull. Which one of us old farts is going to have like the knees done or the hips done? Which one?
I get my excitement going on the a lot of people are like, you know, oh, curling is not a real sport or whatever. I'll tell you what, even just going on the ice is just
curling.
Is the heart rate going?
We had this one woman, she turned up for a new curling season, whatever. I think it was her first or her second game, fell over, hit a rock, smashed her arm, right? Never came back again. Right? You know, it's ice. You have to forget there's a lot of like old,
hard
really
stuff.
Old people on ice, right? It's just, you know, there's tons
of... Do you ever sit on the rocks as you spin them down? Just like, wee!
Absolutely not. You probably would get thrown out.
I think even if you
were ever on the ice and nobody heard you say, wee! You would probably be thrown out.
I would last about 3 seconds. I'd be like jumping on it, wee! And then like, just imagine me going across the ice, wee! And then off and then walk out. That'll be
it. I know a friend of mine posted at Christmas, his work went to a works party in London somewhere where it was on at an ice rink and they were like, come and try curling. And it was just a load of drunk office people throwing stuff around on the ice. And I watched it. I was just disgusted.
So why did man invent curling?
Okay, you see Scots, you have to go ask them. You'll have to ask them. Anyway, look, okay,
convince women that it was a sport or what?
Curling is one of those sports, like nobody had anything better to do, right? We're so bored. Like, what are we going to go do?
Loads of rocks. We've got loads of ice.
Let's go throw some rocks in the ice. We can all drink while we do it.
They must have done it. Do you think they did it on a lake or something first, like a frozen lake? Yeah. Sounds a bit more dangerous that way. Could have been.
Oh, yeah, it would be on the rivers and the lakes, and that's when they would have done it, right? So
that would have been much more exciting with the possibility of someone falling through the ice.
Yeah, for sure.
That's when it was an extreme sport.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got another message just come in from Jason Goller. I don't know. He says, hey, maybe I should listen to you guys. So if you are listening, then hello, Jason. It's good to have you here. Thanks for sending us a question.
After him insulted his name.
No, that's how you say his name. For years and years, it's Jason Goller.
Absolutely. Since I know the fish Pilchard listens, I'd like for you to ponder on which is better. Yeah, no, not heard from Pilch for a while. No, hope you're well, Pilch. Get in touch.
I get that.
He's gone to ground again. I'd like for you to ponder on which is better, the taco or the burrito.
Oh.
Robin.
Burrito.
Neil.
Tacos break and they just go.
There's got to be more than just a single answer. Let's go.
Burritos.
Burrito for Neil. What did you say, Robin?
Because the taco breaks. As well as that, I have a great relationship with burritos and burritos and beers and all of the EGX meetups and all that. And not that I eat a lot of them here anyway, but when I go away to all these big video game things, I end up in Mexican restaurants and I've ended up being sort of surrogate Northern Mexican person. So it's followed me around. So I have a love of burritos because of that very thing. So
what's wrong with burritos?
Easy up.
All right, settle down. Neil, taco or burrito?
I did say burrito already, Fraser.
Okay, so I'm the odd one out because I would say taco.
I'd say taco.
Oh, sorry, was it Dave I missed? Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, the reason for taco, like, I am a quick eater, and once you take the first bite, then the rest of that has to go into your face straight away. Yeah. Otherwise, it just goes everywhere.
They're too big.
Tacos?
To do one mouthful, taco is one mouthful.
You take a big bite, and then you quickly, like, as you're taking that bite, you stuff the rest of it into your face, and then it's gone.
That's gross.
Oh, it's good. It's just like instant crunchy, but oh, yummy mess like all over your face.
Nom, 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 nom. Right, that's not
wow. Oh, I am definitely clipping that.
So I met Boy George once, and
yeah, I'm taco all the way. I hard shell tacos.
Really?
I love them.
I like.
Maybe
a nice
I
crunch.
Just haven't. I just haven't had good ones. Maybe I've just had the
old El Paso is not the best ones.
Yeah, clearly. That's what I was going to say. I just had the supermarket job, and maybe I need to probably get some proper ones.
I don't know. I love the old El Pasos too. Don't get me wrong. I like a burrito too.
Mm. I like a burrito with like lots of lettuce or crunchy salad. Like, so you bite into it and it's a proper crunch, not just a soggy mess of
get out.
Yeah.
I want mine with like loads of meat, rice, beans,
yeah,
guac.
Enough to scare a vegetarian for years. Oh. Yeah.
No.
Okay, we have
what could be worse? A vegan taco, a vegan burrito. Fuck off.
Where's this one more? Where do we have? We had Stuart Cullen, friend of the show.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, hi, Stuart.
He says, with the world in its granny having time on its hands, how are you using this time? Attacking your backlog, playing a JRPG, or scrubbing noobs in a Royale? What are your top tips to help pass the time on the gaming front? Plus, could Stadia capitalize on this turn of events? Could they?
Okay. All right. Well, I can talk to Stadia because I have one. And I keep on forgetting to cancel the subscription.
The running joke is he says that every week. So, yeah.
My running joke is, yes, it's like brand new. It's amazing how the quality of that thing. It's it's perfect. well, let's get the Stadia thing out of the road. No, let's not.
Okay. Because we have always mentioned Stadia, and we've not had a chance, I don't think, to talk to anyone who owns one. So let's come back to Stadia if you don't mind.
All right.
How are you using this time attack for gaming? I think we sort of touched on it. That for me, nothing's really changed. So I'm not attacking anything, right? I'm just...
No, I'd love to, sure. I really would, but I don't have the time of a reporter, you know, that just has loads of time, just, you know, no deadlines, no nothing like that there. You just phone it in, you know, copy paste from 4 years ago. Nobody will notice. Just change the names.
Savage.
And then all my time's gaming. No, the problem is when you have all this time on your hands, you never get something done. So ask a busy person to get to do gaming and he will. And dealing with kids through the day and trying to do some work and keep the house together is kind of nutty. And then you're exhausted by 10 o'clock at night. So I hope when things get sensible, I play more. And I would love to. I've got so much backlog. There's so many good things to play.
Mm-hmm.
We are really spoilt. And a few years ago, I ran this thing called the Year of Living Dangerously, the ULOG. And the idea was it encouraged people to finish their games. And we had a load of people signed up, 40 people or 50 people, whatever, signed up to this. And the idea was they finished 30 games in 1 year.
I crushed 22 games.
Yeah. Wow. That was great. It was brilliant. But you couldn't do that now. Because the problem is backlogs.
Games.
Yeah, backlogs. PC gamers always had that problem. But console gamers, especially Microsoft console gamers, have that massive issue with Game Pass now.
Now
it used to be you dipped in and dipped out, and now there's just that's all you can do now. There's so many games.
I think we had an interest. Did we have the chat on here, or I had it with Steve? I definitely had the chat with Steve at Game Punchers, where it has Game Pass.
Yeah, we had the chat.
We had the chat, didn't we? Yeah, you know, has it ruined? You know, whatever. We had the chat about has Game Pass ruined like getting games and stuff like that because you're so spoiled. Mm. But I think it's interesting that it's going to be, you know, how we're adapting to that as a service now, which we never really had before.
Well, and I suppose how games are adapting to that as well, because I definitely remember being paid once a month and going out and getting the game for the month. And having a game for a month and like setting myself, I'm not going to spend more than 60 quid on a game every month because that's fucking ridiculous. When games were 60 quid for a PlayStation 2 or PlayStation 3 game. But now, like, I can buy a game that will last like hundreds of hours for 15 quid.
Or nothing, like, if you want.
Yeah, or nothing. Or, yeah, literally pay nothing and get, like, Call of Duty Warzone.
Yeah.
Which on its own, I think I could play for years.
Yeah, I've played more Call of Duty Warzone. Except for PUBG, I've played more Call of Duty Warzone is the second most game I've played for a long time. Right? Right. It's weird.
Yeah. And it's free. But
it's free, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and there's so many. I mean, even your PC, but on console now as well, there are so many free titles to play.
Yeah,
and the quality—it's not all crap. It's not all just grabbing your money. So
yeah, they're just sort of avenues of getting people into the ecosystem to getting you buying the additional extras.
I have found myself gaming more mobile, as in on my phone pad every now and again, because I signed up to the Apple thingy, my bob.
Okay.
And some of my kids have their Apple phones and bits and pieces, and they're always downloading free games. And could you approve me to download the game? Free crap all the time.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, the Apple games are the ones that come with the Apple Pass, the game thing, Game Pass thing. Anyway, they're really good. It reminds me of like 5 or 6 years ago when games came out on your iPhone or your Android phone, like the Angry Birds and stuff. You know, there were games that weren't grabbing money at every second. There were proper games. So because all of that pay to win or trying to skim like 5p or 10p off you has been taken away because of that.
It's almost like a filter for it, right?
Yeah, the games that they're offering there are good now, and none of that is to get to the next level, pay 2 quid. And all that's gone, so that pressure has been taken away. So the games are actually, the quality of those are good, and it's actually a pretty good service as well for the, I think, is it $3.99 or something like that, or $4.99 a month?
Yeah, that's good. So what about this? What about Stadia then? What's the deal with all that?
Oh, okay. So Stadia. So I was a founder.
Still are, by the sound of it.
Yeah.
What was the cost of entry, if you don't mind me
asking? 130 quid or something, I think. 140 quid. For that, you got a lovely box. You got a controller. You got the premium Chrome thing that had to go into the back of the TV. Because it was a really good 4K Chrome device. Something like that. My challenge was always going to be my internet connection here, and it still is. So I can play Stadia. This month there's stuff like
actually a few freebies this month, isn't there?
The racing game, Grid, and there was Steam World, like a Turnabout. I love Steam or Dig, but this is not that. This is a turn-based thing. So stuff like that is fine. Grid ain't good. And you must need a hell of an internet connection up and down to make this thing work smoothly. Because I couldn't play. I played Grid for about 10 minutes and it was dropping frames left, right, and center. And that was just me. There was none of the other kids who weren't hitting the internet at all. So I think it's really cool piece of hardware. I bought it because I like new things and technology and to try these things out. I am a real sucker for all of that. And the technology is cool. The interface is through your phone. So it's very, very basic. So if you want to go and buy a game, you have to do it through the app on the phone.
Oh, okay. And
there is no, when you switch this thing on, the only thing that shows is the games that you have. There's no other menu. There's no other options. You can't go to a store. Everything like that is done through your phone. So the only thing when you switch the Stadia on is Tomb Raider, all the freebies, all the things that are there.
Obviously.
Pardon?
All the things you've actually bought as well, obviously.
Yeah. The freebies, that's it. Yeah, just that. So there's no other options on the menu. None whatsoever. just the games you bought. Now, I did buy a few games just to see how good it was. And it is very impressive. You buy the game, it appears immediately, you press play, and you're in. It's there.
It's, okay.
That is really cool. So like I bought one of the Tomb Raider before it's free, just to see, and within seconds you're in there at the menu and away you go. That is impressive. But I just still think, I mean, on live, if you remember going to EGX a few years ago when they were giving away the on live free, and that was a pretty good thing, that on live was good, but again, it was way ahead of its time. I still think Stadia is just a little bit ahead of its time. And it's fallen
far. A vastly superior thing to OnLive, then, do you?
Yes.
Think? Is that purely down to
goodness, no.
Just being a bit better than it's not. No.
The only difference between OnLive, in fact, probably OnLive had a better menu system. It had a decent controller as well. OnLive, so where it's pretty much the same friggin' thing. The technology for streaming is better, but you still have to have a really solid stream.
Yeah,
I also think that I don't quite know where the market is for it. I don't know who it is, because
I think that we've talked about before. I'm stopping you talking about it. I'm just saying. I think we're not Stadia owners, but we couldn't pick up on like who's this really aimed at, right? You know,
I love the idea of it. If I could throw it in my suitcase or throw it in my briefcase and take it away when I was traveling. And I could throw the Chrome into the TV in the hotel room and sit back in my bed and play whatever I wanted to do.
But the problem is, how are you going to, you know, what are you using? Hotel internet?
Because yeah. So now I have a Switch. Why would I do that?
Yeah.
Or really good quality games on my iPad Pro or my iPhone.
Yeah.
So, and I don't think Johnny's mummy doesn't know about this. Johnny's mummy knows about PlayStation and Xbox or Nintendo. She doesn't know about this. I don't know who it's for.
I think, I don't know. If you're constantly on YouTube, maybe, I don't know. Do you get spammed with adverts for Stadia? I don't know.
The
technology is impressive. I think they fumbled the ball at launch because they had such crap a lineup of games, because it's all about the games.
The next lot of pro games, I was like, yeah, you could have played them like 3 years ago or whatever.
I really do think in 5 years or 10 years at worst case, this is the way it's going to work. Your TV, just like Disney Plus, just like all of the stuff that's in there, the apps that are in there, will have the Xbox, the PlayStation, maybe not the Nintendo, but it'll definitely have the Xbox and PlayStation apps in there that you just stream your games. There might be some local hard drive thing in there, and when those little chips become really cheap that you download and play, or when we all of a sudden, but it's the infrastructure, the cable is the thing that holds it all back. But I really think that is the future. Streaming is the future, but I don't think it's quite here yet.
No. How's about that, Stuart? Hey? That's an answer. Could they? Oh, we never answered it. Could they capitalize on this?
I think the answer was still no.
No.
At present, no.
Yeah.
Probably not. But ask us again next week. Our opinion might have changed.
But it's still like brand new.
Well, it's a collector's item now, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think that's it for interaction here. Did anybody check the email?
I haven't seen any emails.
I'm just checking back. Did we miss anything? This all is good for this is good radio, everyone. No.
Oh, Greg, Kim, Mark, Phil, Gary, and Richard from the Overseas Connection podcast. Best, but they didn't, so they're all cunts. So they can figure away.
Sorry, you cut out there, Robin. What was it? What did you say about them?
Yeah, they're cunts. I'm not going to shout them out. So, my fellow podcasts, pastors, terrible people. Terrible people.
Don't often get a awful people on here. That's good.
I think that's probably the first one.
Is it really? Oh, sorry.
I'm pretty sure that is the first C-bomb.
He might be making his mark there, eh? In the record books. When they do the potted history of the Seal podcast, Gary, when we get our Wikipedia page, notable.
I generally don't use that word in common parlance.
No, I know that. Yeah, I know.
Day to day. But it seems like something that we use quite a bit, or I use quite a bit, or I have a name for using.
That happened when I was there, that it just started to creep in and it became quite funny.
We don't talk about it, but Jimmy in chat, yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. Okay, so so while we're doing that, then just before are we done with any other listeners? There was no email.
I think that was everything.
Sorry. Okay, yep. So tomorrow Chinny is doing a 24-hour stream for a charity of his. Compton Care Home or something, I think. Anyway, for he's doing a 24-hour stream to raise money for this Compton Care. I don't know if that's the name. Sorry, but this care home, which is care home for terminally ill people.
Is that like in Los Angeles? Is it?
No, I think it's
Compton.
Compton. Oh yeah, it's a home for terminally ill gang members from the east side and the west side of LA.
I know you're married to Hara, but really, did she have to drag you into the ghetto as well, mate?
This is Saturday the 28th, so
tomorrow. Yeah, I think he starts it tomorrow morning, and then he's doing 24 hours. So I know what we are going to be on, playing some snooker and some punchy with him. Or get in touch with him or something like that, or read whatever he's going to tell about it. Anyway, go give him some money too.
Good.
Let's go to what we've been playing. We don't have any music. Don't do that.
Oh, really?
Sorry. I'm doing the music thing because I haven't got my notes in front of me.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Really?
There's been a bit of Call of Duty going on.
Hold on.
Isn't there? For the last week.
Shall we play a game?
You are one pathetic.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Thank you very much. Love it. Hey, that's me.
Yeah, it's famous, that one.
Sorry, I'm getting a little bit blatted here as the time goes on. This happens all the time now. Like, I don't know. So it's my turn. I'm starting to lose.
It's steadily going downhill, isn't it?
It's going downhill. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Who wants to start? Come on, somebody else drive.
Go on, we can all talk about Call of Duty, surely.
Okay, yeah. Go on. Robin, you been playing any Call of Duty Warzone?
No, so I'm going to take this opportunity to have a pee.
Okay.
Well, we did talk about it last week, Warzone. But, that's been the sort of crux of everything last week, I think. Pretty much most game I've played.
Yeah, it's been the standout for most of the week, hasn't it? I mean, it's been when we've been getting together, it's been PUBG, you know. Is there four of us? PUBG. Is there three of us?
Yeah.
Warzone. Is there two of us? You might go off in duo. Some of us are very committed to Warzone. I know Kev and... Kev is for sure.
Mm-hmm.
We've been playing a lot. It's good. Yeah, it is good.
It's one of those where it's a really well. You can play it how you want, so you can have a really quick jump into a game, and you know it's going to be a very quick one, or not. You're going to PUBG, and you can be like 35, 40 minutes.
If you're good at Warzone, it can be 35 minutes. If you're not very good, it can be 35 minutes.
Yeah.
But it's typical battle royale, though. I mean, we played yesterday, and the game can turn on a dime, right? Before you know it, you suddenly got wiped out, and you're like, "What?" We're like totally tooled up. We're making our way in. We're playing the circle well. We're tactically, on board. We're looking out, and boom, then you're wiped out. It's bad.
There's still a lot of Call of Duty skill type level can sort of help you out.
Yeah, for sure.
If you've been playing a lot of Call of Duty, then you're probably... I don't think the tactically is necessarily the big deal with Warzone. It's more about the sort of muscle memory type
campiness of it.
Stuff like that, yeah. I've done quite a bit of camping. I've got to third quite a few times just by sitting in a trailer waiting for people to come to the back of the trailer and shooting.
Yeah, I'm just wondering.
What are there all these people here?
I'm just
and you hear that, something like that.
I'm just wondering what my kill-death ratio is in Warzone, and it sounds like really lame. Oh, we care about your kill-death ratio. But I'm curious about it with Warzone, because I know in PUBG it's low, right? It's low. But Warzone, I feel like I'm probably on an even, maybe even in the positive, because I'm pretty sure that most games are kill someone. So.
Yeah, I feel like, I had one game where I killed 11 people, apparently. I don't know how that happened, but
it
never happens in PUBG, that's for sure. It's usually like, oh, I just completely missed everyone. I've got 2 damage points.
But don't forget as well that person can go and then come back, right? So So you would get the kill, but he's gone off and come back, and you could be a kill, a stat for someone else.
I could kill someone twice and get two kills. Is that what you said?
Yeah. So the kill death. So the,
I was
so
playing
the,
earlier with my
so
son.
The amount of kills are inflated somewhat, right? There's way more deaths on the
You definitely get another chance, that's for sure. But I was playing with my son earlier because he finally downloaded it for the Xbox, and he was playing on the Xbox. I was playing on my PC. He died early, so I was rubbing it in big time, obviously. So I was the only one left.
Right.
And I was down so that there was only four people left.
I wonder where he gets it from.
And then I could hear this parachute, and I'm like, I just turned around, and this guy is parachuting into me. Obviously, I don't know where he's come from. There's only like four people left. And I was like, why are you doing that? You're literally coming straight at me. You can't shoot me. So I totally took him out. He landed on the dead. And then there was like, I came third. We came third because some guy ran around the back and got me.
Right.
But it's just...
Third's a good shout, man.
You can play it aggressive and get loads of kills and then finish third, or you can just like find the middle of the circle, hide, and take out a few people that turn up and do
That's
the same.
PUBG, though, right? A little bit. That's how we would more... I don't know. It's just... I think I'm at a disadvantage in Warzone because, like you say, the gunplay, I'm just not any good when I encounter, you know, I have to have the jump on someone to win the fight.
Wow.
You know? Maybe the same for PUBG. I don't know. But anyway, it's good. Yeah. It offers all the, it's easy to play. That's been the big pickup from it. Like I just felt like we were just at it straight away.
It's like you're back playing Modern Warfare.
Yeah, it's like you've played hundreds of hours of Modern Warfare in the past. Yeah. And it was just learning what was going on. There's so much going on and so many, like, it just continually feeding you these, you know, little things of corn to take you towards like the next levels and all that sort of stuff.
You rank up quite quick, it feels like. Oh yeah, you've done another level, you've ranked up this, you've unlocked this gun and this attachment and this and all that. There's loads of stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah, and the noise that it does, it hits you right in the endorphin.
Yeah,
hits you right in the. Oh, you want to spend some money on this game, don't
you? Yeah, because you got all this stuff, but you haven't got the upgrade on this bit.
So. Yeah, you're very overwhelmed on this. There's so much going on that you're very overwhelmed on it, or I was anyway. But I'm simple folk, right? But now I've played it for the.
I would say. The Modern Warfare, this version of it has been the great renaissance of Modern Warfare games.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
They've really just got it spot on this time around.
It's like
and got everybody excited. And all of us that said, Aqua, never buy another one of those again. We've all bought it and thoroughly enjoyed it. And now this add-on, which I haven't got to play yet, but I hear it's fantastic. But the whole campaign, the multiplayer now, it just ticks that lovely little box. Just that hook of one more game, one more game. Mm. And even this battle pass thing, you don't need to have it, but you can just see you want them to support them a wee bit by doing that sort of stuff. So yeah, it's great. Fantastic.
Yeah, I agree. Yep. Totally. Yeah, I started looking at where I can spend some money, even though I can't spend
any money. I spent some money. I bought the game.
Yeah. Nice.
Well, I bought the campaign and the multiplayer. So I've played a load of the multiplayer.
Okay, move on to that then, because that's part of your...
Yeah, so it's just like I said... You know, it's like going back to playing Modern Warfare, isn't it? Modern Warfare 2, all those games you used to play hundreds of hours of. It's the same game, basically. New maps, slightly different. All the same things, unlocked, all that music that kicks off every time you get an up, level up or whatever. So the multiplayer's excellent. I don't do anywhere near in the normal multiplayer as well as I do in the Warzone. That's definite. It's all cross-platform multiplayer still. I'm using a PC, obviously, but I'm playing on a controller. So virtually every game of multiplayer I play, I'm the only PC player in. Because I'm using Whereas with Warzone,
Slacker.
There's like everyone's in the same pool for Warzone. Whether you're on mouse and keyboard, controller, or Xbox, PlayStation, PC, what doesn't matter.
Play Warzone, am I playing against controller players on Xbox and PS4?
Yeah, but you're also playing potentially against mouse and keyboard players on either any one of those platforms as well, including PC.
Oh, they can use mouse and keyboard?
There's no opting out of
Okay,
so, controller thing on.
All right, so all the way through all the multiplayer that so people can be mouse and keyboard. It's not PC.
Only, I'm on the Warzone mode. To come across.
Ah, okay.
You can opt out through normal multiplayer. You can opt out of the pool, or opt in. Sorry, probably rather to the pool where you can play against mouse and keyboard PC players. But on the Warzone, there is everyone's in the same pool. There is no.
No, well, I didn't know that.
Opting out.
Yeah, I guess they have to do that to keep the numbers up.
I think that was more. It may come, I guess. It depends how healthy the numbers are.
Well,
like,
numbers
we can afford
never...
to like keep mouse and keyboard players separate because there's enough people playing it. But
well, you know, with social distancing, it mightn't be appropriate any longer.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Mm. So, yeah.
So sorry. So the console players with the controllers can opt to never play against the mouse and keyboard.
Only on map multiplayer, normal multiplayer.
But not on Warzone. That's interesting. Warzone. So if they're in Warzone, they're fucked. Yes.
Yeah. Not necessarily.
No. Well, Neil, you play with a controller. Don't
I
you,
play on a controller on a PC. We won.
I rest your case, Your Honor.
We won again.
Yeah, I know.
Not when you were there, obviously.
I didn't do as much as you did in that game.
No, I've got a clip actually of us winning a game. You was it your first game you actually played?
I think my second.
Or one of the first or second games?
Second or third. Yeah. Oh, we've lost him. Is his name?
It seems to be like it's a once a week sort of thing that happens, you know.
Neil's internet can't take it for too long.
Yeah. Well.
All right, perfect. He was just about to rubbish me, I'm sure. So maybe it's the magic button. He was about to do one on me. I think that was perfect. That's the gods, the podcasting gods. Let's move on to, you know what? I just bought, actually, Robin, Ori and the Will of the Wisps. Go on, tell us about that.
All right. I love Ori and the Wild thing.
Everyone did, I think. Everyone who played it, anyway.
Yeah, so I played it, Ori and the Blind Forest, which came out in 2017 or was announced in 2017. It was fabulous. It was beautiful. The soundtrack was fantastic. So I was excited for this. It's more of the same. It's even more beautiful. The soundtrack is there. For Fraser, I mean, you're going to love this. I mean, like, the plot. I mean, like, you're back with the spirit tree in the forest of Nyiwin. You know, it happens, you know, straight after.
I know, I couldn't find it. There was no button to get through all that bit. I tried it, mate. I had to sit
there. The last egg hatches. Now there's an owl, and, you know, when the owl goes off, the owl gets caught in a storm, and you're in another end of part of the forest. So the story is nonsensical. It doesn't really friggin' matter about the story. This is a Metroidvania platform style game. Platforming. To use a patented trademark term by Fraser Moores is tight. It really, really good. And it just feels lovely to get back into it. It's amazing how many things I forgot of, you know, how to traverse. So there was one little thing where like you jumped and you sort of pressed the left bumper to get an arrow, and you pointed the arrow, it sort of paused, and you could
shoot
up in a different way. Well, I've just got that back again. Yeah, so, you know, so there's a new mode in it, which they call Spirit Trials, which is like a race mode, and you can race against ghosts of your other players, and there's leaderboards and stuff like that there.
Oh, okay.
You get from one part of a map to another. But you know what?
That automatically just makes my I can feel the tension rising thinking of a mode like that. You know, it's just like once you start to see ghosts of people and you start to get into that zone of how do I just shave a tenth of a second off this?
And that's what. So the first one I came across, it was that, and I was going, fuck, this is the 10th time. I'm not one more time.
No,
one
I
more.
Can't.
12th time. No, one more. You don't have to, but I know that, you know, I want to do that. So there's also some of the tree, one of the spirit tree things where the water came up behind you. You had to get up. It was really hard, but it was fantastic feeling to complete it. There's more stuff like that. There's more, you now have swords and you've got more, you can battle and fight these things now, which is new, which was the monsters are kind of cool. So if you liked Ori and the Blind Forest, you will love Ori and the Will of the. And even better still, if you're a Game Pass person, it is in there from day one.
Yeah, I started it and I look forward to playing it when I want to play it. That's the thing.
Yeah,
I started it and I was like, I just really not in the mood for this right now. But when I am, it'll be brilliant. Right.
Yeah. So, you know, 4K, UHD, Xbox One X enhanced, you know, Xbox Play Anywhere. So PC or whatever. So it has, it's ticked all those boxes.
Yeah.
It's cool.
You know what? I'm going to piggyback on that to my game because I've been playing Doom Eternal and it's very, the way I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, is platforming.
It's very interesting. It's the same. It's the same as Ori. Like, it does exactly what it needs to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's got, it has got some story in there, but really there's no point, right? I mean, whatever. And it's Steve won't like this from Game Punchers because he's so in tune with what Doom he feels should be and maybe should be or not and what it is and where it's come from. But to me, in like layman's terms, it's more of the same, right? It's just like, here you go, fast, shoot these enemies, kill them. Like every level is very well crafted. Everything is tight, you know, in what you have to do, and you get drip fed.
Thank you
very much. Love it. You get drip fed new weapons and new abilities. And like, I'm just on the cusp of getting they told me last night, spoilers, that I'm just on the cusp of getting a dash move, which is really going to make a massive change to my gameplay.
Because, oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, wow. Yeah. Like, wow.
Discount Duke.
Wow.
It's just, it's great. Yeah, it's just so well crafted. It looks brilliant. Loud as you like. Full on. So
heavy metal again.
Yeah.
No Bananarama.
No Bananarama at all. Definitely heavy metal. Heavy metal, just like demons and demon slaying and stuff.
Imagine the change of the style of the game if they changed it to Bananarama and 80s music instead of heavy metal. It would be much more pleasant.
I was sitting there.
Robert De Niro's waiting, shooting a demon, shooting a demon.
No? Yeah, I don't know about that.
No, see, that'd be cool. I could get into that.
Now, do we have any?
Come a chameleon. Are you a boy? Do you? Anyway, carry on.
So it's
good. Looks beautiful. It looks beautiful, Fraser. It looked beautiful before. This version looks even more peas. There looks like more peas in this one.
I can't tell you whether there's more peas in it. Well, there's more, maybe more. I'm playing 1080p. It's running 60 frames a second almost flawlessly. It's beauty, right? It's just great. But the first one I played on the PlayStation, that was just awesome as well. So I don't know. I don't remember. But I can't remember how that was running. Anyone getting it?
Yeah. I do you know what? I really enjoyed the first one, but everybody seemed to enjoy it more than me. I kind of felt that it ended up being a bit samey. Is that wrong of me?
No, it's not wrong of you because I think it's like, you know, again, like saying that, it's like something like Ori and the Blind Forest. If it's what you want to play, it's brilliant, right?
Mm.
If it's, you're not really up for that sort of game, whatever, then, you know, don't be up for it, right? But it does what it sets out to do, it does extremely well. And I think the same thing is like
Doom.
Ori.
Sorry.
Yeah, we're talking Doom.
Yeah,
it's good. It's really good. But like I got it last week. And by last night, I'd only played about an hour and a half. And I sort of felt a little bit like, because we did the Doomcast last night. And I felt a little bit like, you know, I haven't really played that much of it. Why is that? And it's because you have to be up for playing it, right?
Right.
You can't just.
Yeah, I get that.
I'm just going to sit down. I'm going to knock out a level of Doom. You don't just knock out a level of Doom, right? You have
not
to sit
the way
down.
You've been playing it. Well, Doom 2016.
Yeah, well, say that again.
The way you were playing you were replaying the 2016.
Yeah, the first one, like
you were playing it like.
I bumped up the difficulty on that one. It's just it was brutal, right? It was taking me a day to get through each level. So this one, I decided that I'm not going to put myself through that. I want to play it first, so I'm doing it on the second. But it still kicks your ass if you don't pay attention. Like if you don't, you know, and figuring out how to kill everything is a puzzle in itself, and you get better at it, and then that. Is what makes it more fun is that the next time you encounter that bad guy, you're ready for him. You know, you know a bit better about how to, you don't panic as much. But then there's new guys or there's new combinations of guys and stuff. And
Yeah, I felt like I was on the last level about three times when I played Doom 2016. That's what I remember about that game. I was like, that must be the end. And then it carried on going. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, yeah.
And it was like then the next boss was even more mental than the one I thought was the boss.
Yeah, and that's it. It's mental all the way through. They're very clever. I mean, I got to a level last night and I was like, and it was quiet at the start of the level. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to go through that door and then they're just going to throw the everything in the kitchen fridge at me. Am I ready for this? But I went through and they just threw a couple of enemies and like one hard enemy and you sort of like, you know, killed them. And then the next room, there was like a couple more enemies, you know, a couple of his friends or whatever. And it slowly ramped up without me really noticing it until before I knew it, I was in a massive furious firefight. I was like, how did I get into this? Like, I don't remember, you know, I didn't jump into that. It led me in there slowly. It's very clever and well-crafted. So, yeah, I guess you can tell from my enthusiasm. I'll give that a 10.
Okay.
Next.
I think it's me, isn't it?
What did I miss? Did
you just, oh yeah, Neil's
just
back.
Been. Was that just Doom chat?
Ori's done. Doom chat and Ori's done.
Ori's still not working for me.
Oh okay.
Ah.
I still got to the first tree, and it still doesn't work. It still won't let me assign the power that I've unlocked. But so I don't know what's going on with that.
In the willow, in the new one,
Will of the Wisp. Yeah. So I went back to it to try and have a go, but still, I go to the tree.
It's not Will of the Wisp. That was
Will of the Wisps. Sorry,
Will of the Wisp was that was the TV series that with was,
what's his name? Kenneth Williams.
What was his name?
Oh, lovely.
He was always really good. That's a really bad impression.
Oh, Matron!
You're going to have loads of bad impressions now.
But Kenneth Williams.
No one's done a good one there.
Wow, Kenneth
Children
Williams.
Children of Mortar, Neil, I fired that back up again.
We haven't played co-op. We said we should play some co-op.
We should, yeah.
I've unlocked. Oh! I've only got one character left to unlock on mine.
Wow, sorry. Do you know that he died in 1988?
That's
terrifying. Yeah.
No way. That can't be that long ago.
Where?
Yeah, I can believe that.
88 or 98. No way.
88. No, 1988. We are old.
Oh, yeah, man. Okay, yeah, fuck, we're old. Of course we are.
15th of April, 1988.
Fuck.
Oh, fuck me. No, don't.
I saw today somebody posted something. There's a big thing going around Facebook right now, which is, you know, post the GIF that represents how old you were at 10 years old. That's the one doing the rounds today.
Oh,
and every time he's come around, like, this one I was slightly tempted to do, but I still didn't. But this one guy posted up, and it was an advert for the Atari 2600 with Pac-Man cartridge on it. And I was like, you were 10 back then? Fucking hell, man. You are old. And then I did the math.
Yeah. And yours was what? It didn't have any video games in yours, did it?
I searched back and I went, I think I was 10 then. You know, it's just, it's amazing. It's amazing.
I had Huey Lewis in the News come up on mine when I did 1984.
Nice.
That's what we thought. We're of the age when we thought Confessions of a Window Cleaner was a.
That was a full-on porno.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Children of Mortar, we've talked about. Have you played much more of it?
I've played quite a bit in the last couple of days. I was like, I didn't play it for a few weeks, and then you said about it last week. I was like, go back to that.
Yeah, I picked it up at lunchtime today, but it didn't play much.
I don't know how far you've got in it. I've unlocked the sort of third sort of world.
Oh, I'm nowhere near that. I haven't got through the first one yet. I need to just knuckle down.
Yeah.
This looks like one of my favorite games, actually.
Children of Mortar, have you not
played
it?
Have you not played it yet?
No.
Oh, yeah, it's
on the Game Pass.
Yeah, this looks I can't remember what my favorite game is.
Dungeon Cannoli.
Dungeon Crawler. What is it? Fantastic. Diablo.
Yeah. Diablo.
Is it to play like a Diablo game, does it?
It's roguey, so you get one life to get
But don't be put off by the roguies.
Those roguies, I'm not sure.
You can get through the levels, though. It's like I've played a lot of roguelikes and I'm, you know, not great good at them, so I end up dying, getting nowhere. But these don't, like, the levels don't. Well, the levels change.
Okay.
But it's more like, it's not like they more like almost rearranged, don't they?
So, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely one of the better ones.
It's more about fighting and building yourself up. And some, die and you have to come out and go through again. But you
unlock new characters. And each character you unlock, it feels like they're a lot more powerful on their first level than your original character was on their first level.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it scales up the new characters. Yeah. So, it looks like you always feel like you're making progress. That's the thing. You always feel like you're making progress.
And there, the story always is progressing as well. So, yeah, it's good.
The graphics looks a bit like basic.
Yeah, you have to. I find
it don't do it justice. I don't think like it moves nice and looks a lot better in motion than it does on the stills.
It took me a little while of commitment to get to find to scrape away the and find the sweet meat inside. But once I did, I'm sold. Right. So
I don't mind. I'm not saying I'm being a snob about graphics. I'm not. But I just. You know, it has a certain unique little style.
About graphics, that's fine. We welcome all sorts.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Well,
love
my nose is big enough. So, bastards.
Let's give. What else have we got? I want to leave Animal Crossing for the end. Neil, are we going to Snooker 19?
Do we want to? I noticed you got an achievement on Snooker. Fraser.
No, yeah, I did when I was playing you. No, go on, are you going to say
I
it?
Did. I did, Fraser. You didn't get it.
Oh, yeah, okay. Neil got it for me. Sorry, yeah. So, the running gag is I still haven't won a game and Neil's beaten me twice on my own game and I'm inviting him to play remote play on my game and he's beaten me twice and still haven't won. And I'm going to be playing live against Chinny tomorrow.
And what do you know what that achievement was? Can you remember what that achievement was?
Yeah, it was for an in-off, wasn't it?
It was for doubling up, like getting a pot off a cushion. Do you know which ball that was?
Yeah, that's an in-off, right? Wasn't
it? The black, yeah, the last
Neil,
ball.
It was the black. I did better, though, that one.
Yeah, it was close. It was close till I got the last few in.
Yeah, I did find out. I finally figured out how to play it, I think, so...
Yeah, not against me.
Not against you or Chinny, it could be. No, I'm still, this is, we're not done yet.
They're start five now. Then it'll be seven.
About 20 minutes ago, I bought Animal Crossing.
Oh, okay.
I would say I did, my son did. He had some money put aside, so he got me to buy it.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to that. Should I be?
It's good. I think so. It's obviously you've got one Switch. It's one island per Switch. So if you have if your children are down as child accounts, you need to make the island with your account. But then you're right. So if he's been putting hours into his island so far, if you go onto it,
he's
your
up
profile,
there playing it now. Should I go warn him?
He might lose progress. Because when you log in, I think the island is tied to your account as a parent account, and it will create a new island for him.
Right.
Or you don't log in, and he'll just play on his. But the way I do it on mine is I have my parent account, and I went in, and I think my daughter lost like half an hour. She only got to the character create. Got in, and then I created mine, and she lost her progress. She had to do it again.
Right.
But because it's one,
I feel like I should run up there right now and shit say something to my children.
Stop.
texting.
Go on. I'm literally texting my son right now. Texting my wife, tell the children to stop.
It's good. We're 7 days in now. We've got some new characters coming in. We've paid off Tom Nook a few times, and then like he's rinsed us for money for an extra inch of that.
Is he like the mayor or something? I keep seeing this name come up, Tom Nook.
He's like the lone shark.
The legend.
It's like, we upgrade your house. Oh, okay, how much is that going to be? 20,000 bells. It's like, okay, that's not too bad. And yeah, pretty much. And you're like, oh, okay, right, yeah, that's, you know, I'll get that, and then I'll own all this money. And you literally go to your house after it's been upgraded, and it's like expanded one tile each way, and like, is that it? That's like, and 200,000 bells is not a small amount of money.
Right. How are you making bells?
Catching...
What are you doing? What levels have you sunk to get bells?
I haven't gone through the cheesy, like, forward time, because you can...
Have you had to reset the time on your Switch or something?
No. There is ways that you can do that. I haven't done it. No, me and my daughter are using it as a collaborative effort of upgrading the whole island, and she's designing things like pictures and carpet and phone cases, and I'm fishing and smashing rocks and yeah, doing all the boring stuff, where she's being her designer self and selling me things.
Is your missus playing?
She's not, actually. She's not interested in that. But no, between me and my daughter, we're loving it, really. We're digging up fossils, and we're you know, trying to catch new insects. And my island at one point did just look like a sort of expanse of aviaries and bug houses. Because while my museum was being upgraded, I couldn't submit any new Bong has just shared an inappropriate image.
Bongo. Troublemaker.
What part of the game is that you have a museum and you submit insects and fish and fossils to the museum, and then, but when it was being upgraded, I couldn't submit them, so I was just spreading all of my insects and fish all over the island, and Bella did sort of comment to say that she couldn't move out of a house because I'd blocked her in.
Right.
So
you can't play this both at the same time then?
Yes, you can, actually. Yeah, you can. So you load each one, you load your character from your profile as you're in the Switch, but then you have the ability, once you're in your profile, to invite somebody else locally or off the internet, but locally, and then you play as a second character. The main profile has control of the camera, and it follows that person about. And so, if your character goes off screen, it gets warped to it, and you don't have so much control. You can actually use like the mini controller, so one controller, not both controllers in one controller pad or anything. And yeah, I think it works quite well. There are some limitations, and people are not very happy about the fact that it is one island per Switch. You know, you can't have two profiles with two different islands and play together that way. But for my,
are they going to make me buy another island, or is it just the way? Or are they going to make me buy? Well, another,
that's the whole
Switch.
New Switch.
Oh, Switch. God. Yeah.
And another copy of the game.
I tell you what, it's the most abusive relationship being in a Nintendo microcosm. It really is.
Why?
But
I got Super Mario Maker the other day, Super Mario Maker 2. I loaded up and I'm like, oh, I actually have kept a lot of references where people have said, oh, this map I made is really good. This map is really good. Right. I was like, okay, cool. I'll just go download that map. No, you got to have an online account. I'm like,
Yeah, my son Joshua, he went into town just straight away to buy this thing, and he's been playing it constantly. So I think it is really good. I mean, is it, or is it just one of those addictive crack things?
It's one of those, oh, just do this one other thing. But I think it has a lot of different hooks for different people. So my daughter is very much more of the creative side. So like she can create pictures and do all these different bits. Like, she can create designs on clothing. And like she loves doing all that, whereas that's not me. I'm more of a try and upgrade and get the biggest house. Or
when do you get your first gun, Dave?
I haven't got a gun yet, no. But yeah, like I think for me and my daughter at this time, where we might have a bit of extra spare time.
Yeah, that's the big kicker for us. You know, it's just. I think these kids can dip their toe. It's not like they're going to just play it for a few days and be done with it. It's going to last all the way for, you know, they'll be dipping and playing an hour. Because you can do a lot of stuff as far as I can maybe remember and have been picking up recently is like you work for an hour and then you really don't need to come back to it till the next day, right?
No. Yeah, yeah. You could play it for hours and hours and hours and actually like bells and progress and do all these other stuff or not. Or, you know, do one or two things.
Yeah, but like doesn't get built straight away.
Right? No.
You can't buy your way to it being built quicker. Nah, you just have to wait 24 That's hours it. For like a house to go up, right?
Yeah. And then, you know, if you don't hit the tasks for that one day, well, so what? I mean, we catch up the next day. It's not, you're not on a race to do anything.
Right.
You're not competing against anybody. There's no leaderboards or scoreboards or anything. You do what you can when you can, and yeah, for that I think it's really good.
Cool. All right, I need to get upstairs and talk to my children about their world. Not that I should really be so worried. You know what? I'm not worried about the fact that they lost time. I'm just worried about the moaning about it. That's
Their
time means nothing to me at the moment. You know, I saw brilliant. Somebody posted up the clock, and it wasn't numbers. It was just days of the week, like Monday.
You know? You still haven't got a clue what day it is, though.
Oh god. Yeah.
Weird. I mean, I said prison before, but. Yeah, well, you can do all the stuff that you want to do, but you can't really do anything at all, and you can't really go that far, but people are always watching you. It's a very odd situation.
Very. News, okay. Neil, you're up.
Oh, fine, okay. Well, in this week's, someone's done some fucking mental thing in Minecraft. Someone's built the entire Earth. Let alone a library with all of the stuff you can't read everywhere. They built the entire planet in Minecraft to scale, apparently. And he's asked for help. To put the buildings in.
Oh, well, yeah, okay.
I don't quite know how the hell you can do this. But someone apparently has.
Come on, we need some facts here. How have they done this? Using cubic channels.
Oh, for God's sake. I don't want to turn off an ad blogger.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Ad blocker? It's only you're a gamer. I have no idea how you even start doing something like this. But yeah, someone's created the entire
world. My god, look, there's Mount Everest, the amount of blocks. Oh my god, I forgot. Yeah.
What server is big enough to contain this amount of information on Minecraft? I do not know.
Yeah, that's why I say we need some facts here. Because
we didn't watch the last video of the last one thing, mental thing that happened in Minecraft. But
yeah, how much information is there that needs to be stored? God, I don't know. That's pretty mental.
So, yeah,
it must be some sort of algorithm or something. Whatever.
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah, one of those allegas things. Yeah.
They could have probably done something really useful instead of doing this.
He's right. He'd be storing it on a zip disk. Be fine.
Oh shit! Yeah. Wow. So a good use of time.
Yeah, indeed.
Let's see how that pans out.
If you're interested, I'm sure you'll find it. It's on Eurogamer.
Just give it. Give me access to it so I can go look at my street. That's all I need it for.
It's got Google Earth built into Minecraft. Complete with blurred out faces. Right, next up, I've kept it pretty slim this week.
I'm quite annoyed at my Google Earth photographs because they haven't updated. I have my driveway done.
You have to order that satellite to come round again. Microsoft Flight Simulator. Remember, was it 2 years ago that was at E3? Everyone was like, holy crap, that looks insane. Detail.
I think we still are like that, aren't we?
Is it out? Is it out yet?
No, but the latest thing I've heard is it's going to use air traffic data to populate the skies. So you're going to fly around with the real world. And if there is a storm in Paris, it was the example that it says, there will be a storm in the game in Paris. It's going to be like live weather, live air traffic, just ridiculous level of simulation going on.
Yeah, that's a lot of work being done their end on that.
Well, it's, like, this is the power of the cloud, obviously.
Wow, I didn't know it did that.
It is, Neil. It is.
Wow.
Oh, man. Sounds awesome. I have been sort of keeping one eye on it in the background. Mate, never say never.
No. You
know, power of the seals right now. This is exactly the sort of
thing. But the thing is this going to be on Game Pass?
Flying tonight, boys. Let's go.
Is this going to be on Game Pass?
Well, you will none
it finally
of...
comes out. It's a Microsoft first party thing.
So as long as I can just sit in the back and just watch a film on the headrest.
just look out the window occasionally.
yeah. Ask pilot Fraser where we are. And,
Here's the thing. Here's everything we need to know about the Boundless Aviation Sim. But what? No. When's the release date? Oh my god, I got to turn this down. What keeps talking to me? Sorry. Oh my god. I'm being bombarded by Doom adverts or something that's so loud. I can't read that article with that going on in my ears. Anyway.
Well, it says it's coming out this year, supposedly. So, I don't know. Maybe it's going to be a Series X thing. Maybe it comes out when that comes out.
Yeah, maybe.
But, yeah. Somebody needs to give me more information. Yeah, well, that'd be cool. I want to know if it's a first-party title. Are we going to see it on Game Pass?
Well, it's Microsoft, so it must be.
Well, you're not answering yes or no, though, are you, Neil?
Well,
but is it
all likely signs to yes? I'm not sure.
That's got to be on Game Pass.
Can you imagine, like, if you're Microsoft and you release that to Game Pass, and those people just, you know, and it's amazing as it sounds, but you have to be up for it, you know, you have to be into this thing, right? You know. And I think I could be, but can you imagine you jump it on Game Pass and all loads of people are just like, it's shit, fucking shit.
It's not going to be fucking shit, is it? There's no like,
to a lot of people.
It is
to a lot of people who have, like, you know, the gaming masses who have Game Pass.
Yeah, maybe.
This is another thing about Game Pass.
I know, but can you imagine getting up in a flight simulator with a load of mates? You know, like Battle of Britain, you know, getting up there, just flying
there. 757s.
Yeah, I can. Yeah. Look how, you know, we all went mental when they put gliders in PUBG. We were all like, you know, having sky battles and stuff like that. This could be
and all in our heads going. Doo, 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 doo. And yeah, we were epic.
Trucks away, buddy.
What?
Yes.
Now, the other question is, when you're in it, are other players in it? Because, I mean,
that's the thing, isn't it?
They can't, surely. You can't have, like, idiots like
us. Oh, there'll be trolls. Around, like, total trolls going
on. You know, some guy has flown across the, you know, literally spent 8 hours flying across the Atlantic.
Like, full sim mode, full, like.
Oh, yeah. Like, you could be like a Salah. Like, the sim of Salah.
My God.
Too soon?
Well, it's been a while, but still a bit of a. There's a level there.
Yeah. It couldn't have worse than
I just worry about that if you take it seriously and you're coming down to land at somewhere like London or wherever it is, and then there's loads of other aircraft buzzing you or whatever, trying to knock you off and, like, you know, smash you to the ground.
All I can think of, Fraser, is your son or somebody, like, just like flying right next to you.
For the lols, right? Yeah. He's landing on your wing.
Oh, sorry, pressed the wrong button.
Oh, yeah.
I had a friend who was very, very into this. I mean, really, I mean, seriously. I mean, we're talking 20 years ago now, and he was part of the, all the, like, a, like, bulletin boards and forums. Remember those back then? And it was all very, very snobby and getting in. They laughed at newbies and all that sort of stuff. But he was in building his flight simulator back at then with his what do you call the wheelie thing that you drive a plane with?
The yoke.
He had his yoke and all that, and he was all building a surround around it like a dash. And oh, yeah, there is for me, you want to get up there for a bit, and I probably wanting it is better than having it. Mm. You know, it's one of those ones you play it for a while and go, oh, yeah, there's where I live. Okay, right. Yeah, really?
Crush a plane into that.
I think you're right. Train Simulator was like, I tried to play Train Simulator.
Me too.
That's on Game Pass, isn't it?
There's only so much fun driving a train.
The most fun I had with Train Simulator was in a bar in London.
Okay.
And it was a midlife gamer do, one of the very first midlife gamer do's. And the guys presented our heroes from Midlife Gamer with a Dayglo jacket for uniform.
Darren was super into it, wasn't he?
Yeah. That was the year of the 4 foot pink vibrator as well. But there you go. That's another story. I've tried Train Simulator. It just seems like it's a lot of effort to go slowly.
Yeah. I agree.
Casey Jones, steaming and rolling, but no longer. You remember that, kids?
Nope.
Oh, almighty. I am so fucking old.
I'm handing over to Dave now, because Dave's obviously put these in, if you're hanging up to these next two.
Pornhub. It says it wants people to stay at home, so it's offering the free premium subscription for Pornhub.
Dave, I'm going to tell you something. Okay, bless your little heart, right? They offer free premium all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I can cancel my subscription then?
It comes around
for the first 30 seconds.
Just borrow Bongo's slogan.
I'll share. No, we'll do it together. I'll share my video. Can you? All right.
No.
Sorry. Do you really not remember Casey Jones? Really, you don't?
Casey Jones?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't mean anything to me.
Oh, my
God. Has he been gone too long? No, that was Nathan Jones.
Casey Jones was black and white. Casey Jones drove a steam train on Saturday mornings on TV. It was an American thing called Casey Jones.
I remember
Steaming over the rolling. No? Fuck me.
No, pass me.
Well, I am really, really old. What?
It's not that you're really old, because it would have been around the same time as me, but I never saw it.
Wow, Casey Jones. I was like the Lone Ranger.
Have the Great Space Coaster? Did you ever watch the Great Space Coaster?
No.
There you go. Same sort of thing.
But do you remember the telephone number for Swap Shop?
That was British. I wasn't around when I was that age.
The member of Swap Shop with Noel Edmonds, 01811-8055.
Oh,
you can never get through because some other cunt from London always got through first because I was like,
it's going for tonight.
Two records broken in a day.
Because over here we had to dial a whole number on a circular dial phone. It was
there's no way you were getting through, was there?
No way I was getting through. I wanted to swap my scale extract for a trip on the space shuttle, but never happened.
What was the number?
01811-8055.
See, I remember. What came after Swap Shop? Was it Going Live?
Going Live.
01818111181 or something.
Oh, wow. Cool. See? Generational numbers. Kids don't know where they're living. They want instant gratification.
Dave, do you want to drill down into this?
Anyway, sorry.
Move us along.
So, Pornhub.
The next one I put on actually was World War Z is free on Epic at the moment.
I played it on Game Pass though. It was Toilet.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Was it though?
Yeah. I miss Toilet. Toilet's good.
I've always kind of been interested in the game.
It looks like Left 4 Dead type of thing to me.
Yeah, it's like,
well, I haven't played Left 4 Dead to be fair.
It's not as hectic as Left 4 Dead, but it is very like Left 4 Dead, but it's not as good as Left 4 Dead.
But I mean, was World War Z not one of those unfinished? Could have been PUBG, could have been World all
War,
of those things.
No, World War Z, you're thinking of DayZ. This is based on the book or whatever, which actually the audiobook I have got lined up right now to start because it's supposed to be amazing.
Mm. Wow, which one?
But the game is Toilet.
Okay. Wow. If you're
World
saying,
World War Z, that's
it was the bonus free game that I hadn't announced on Epic freebies this week. So they announced two beforehand, but this
one was free today.
And there's loads and loads and loads of free off like weekends this weekend.
Oh yeah, Predator Hunting Grounds is free this weekend.
That's a trial. Well, that's not out yet. Ghost Recon Breakpoint's free for the weekend. There's tons of stuff on Steam that's free for a few days. And I think there's a load of stuff on Xbox that's free for the weekend. There's like whatever they call their sort of they have a promotion every now
free
and again.
Game days.
Yes, yeah, free day, free play days or whatever. Yeah, something going on Xbox.
So
tons of stuff to try out if you're interested. And a load of the stuff will be on offer as well, no doubt. I know Ghost Recon Breakpoint's about 60-odd% off.
Wow.
So
What's it?
Monument Valley 2 is free on iTunes, apparently.
Oh, that I need to get. Yep, nice one.
That's there a fantastic game.
I haven't played that yet. Cool.
No, I played the first one.
Monument Valley, it has a place in my heart with that. Mm. We'll always have that, along with VVVVV for different reasons.
Oh, it is free as well, Neil, you and beauty.
And that's quite modeling. Because I played Monument Valley when I was with my mom when she was in hospital. She passed away. When I was sitting with her, I was playing Monument Valley. And that will always stay with me because of that little thing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
and it's a beautiful game anyway. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
one very rare game, and that both Grace and I played it. Right, so you know, yeah, interesting. I look forward to starting that tomorrow or even tonight.
I don't know if that's on Android as well, but I know it's definitely on iTunes.
Next.
That was it, really, for news. The only other thing I was going to say is. I was hoping to do a game date on Sunday, 3 p.m. UK, a Jackbox party with anybody else that's interested, really.
Oh, that's cool. I don't know if you guys
should
be
up for that. Sunday at 3. I'll need a reminder, though. But yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see why not. I will say, like, and numerous times, we've tried to do it, like Stan tried it the other day to stream it from down here with his friends, and we were playing upstairs on the phones and we couldn't do it, but we played with Dave before. Dave has got the skills to pay the bills. Dave knows how to stream it.
You have to set it up correctly.
Because that's the problem was we were getting a 15-second delay, which kills
You can Twitch stream or whatever, can't you?
That's it. So... I will, if other people are up for it, I'll set a game up and we'll send out the details on the Twitch, the Twitter.
That's a thing.
Seal podcast, and we'll send a link out, and if people want to join in, I think we'll have some fun.
What time do you think you're doing that? 3 o'clock?
3 p.m.
I might be able to have my lunch break. Play on my phone.
Fucking hell, Neil.
Key worker, innit? Key worker.
Yeah. So, you're appreciated.
Yeah, apparently.
But we'll send out the details closest to time. And we'll do it on the Seal Podcast Twitter.
Twitter? Yeah. Well, how are you going to speak to everyone? Discord?
We'll get some people into Discord, Discord server.
Discord, yeah, a new future. One. They're not getting access to everything. All right,
no, we can.
We'll set one up. Don't you worry. We'll do a Twitch stream of it as well. Because you can play as an audience member. So not sort of up.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the key. I was wondering where the numbers get limited. So that's like a number of people.
It's about eight people. Yeah. Like local.
In the actual game.
And then like shit loads. People can play on Twitch.
Yeah, that was a good laugh last time we did that.
But I'll set it up. I'll send out the details. About 3 p.m. on Sunday, UK, which is about 10 a.m. Canada time. It depends because the time
it's missed up, isn't it? It's a bit it's an hour less than normal at the moment. But then by Sunday, Sunday it changes.
Yep, clocks will change, so it'll be 5 hours back to 5 hours.
Yeah, that's that means we can spend more time in the house. Wow, excellent!
Yeah,
actually, to be fair, you get an hour less, I think, if the clocks go forward. Oh,
thank God for that.
Unfortunately, you'll be asleep. So.
Is that the news? Anyone got that's anything else?
Monument Valley 2 is free on Android at the moment as well. I just downloaded it, so.
All right.
I don't know how long that's on for.
Anyone have anything else to add?
Like no.
Like okay. Mm-hmm. If we're good, then we'll wrap up.
Oh, wow. Great. I didn't know we did that.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, anything else as a guest? I mean, I'm in no hurry to shut her down. Like
No. It's been a lovely wee chat. It's been really nice. So I'd just like to say, you know, like.
Thank you very much. Love it.
I'm really having good.
Apart from putting me off when I was talking about my game with a picture of a couch that has an inappropriate crease in it. That was
Hey, come on. It's just a couch.
Is it a couch?
I'm not sure, but I looked at it and I was like, oh, what's that? And then you look closer and you go, oh, that... That looks familiar, and then
not for me. Don't.
I would. I'm sorry. I put you off your stride so, there. Terrible. Such a difference to the presentation of what you were talking about. What I've learned tonight has been that it's lots of fun, and you don't really just doesn't matter. Just get on with it and have fun and chat. That's been good.
It's pretty much what it is. I think
you know Mike Chin has contacted me this evening.
Okay,
he said, "Well, can I come and join him and help him give him a push for his charity push tomorrow?" And I replied by, "I hear it's for ex hoods in Compton." Tahara has really brought you to some dark places. He laughed at that. So, nice. It's been good.
Yeah, well, we should see
kind of myself
around for that. I'm glad, Robin. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yes,
it's been good.
Good chance to catch up.
Why did it take so long?
It's these guys. They weren't ready. I've been grooming them. I think we're inching towards it and, hopefully line up a few more people over the next few weeks. And
that's a good idea.
Yeah, thanks, man. And you're more than welcome to come back, of course.
Yeah. Lovely. Thank you. So you'll catch me if you're wrapping up. I'm Robin Tate. I am at Bongo the Sane on the Twitters. I am everywhere. And you'll catch me at the Overseas Connection podcast, ocpod.com. I'm there a lot. And thank you very much for having me. It's been lovely to chat and reconnect.
It's been good. Give our love to everyone over at the OC Pod, please.
No, they're cunts. No. Mm.
He's going for it tonight. He is.
It's a hat trick.
It's that like a home run every time.
So if you want to catch us, send us an email. Did anyone email for games?
No.
Okay, good.
Well, I've seen.
If you can
Bongo, you get a free game for coming on.
Oh!
You get the dodgy porno one.
Oh, class. Send it now, please. I'm feeling in the mood for a bit of that.
sealpodcast@gmail.com for email, @sealpodcast for Twitter. That's about it. Until next time, thanks very much for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you. Right, how do you ban people from this Discord?
Yeah, you could let that run.